I just release the grace, I release the peace, release the power for as many who will pray with us in this week. Jesus Christ is faithful in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America. I just release the same grace. This same grace will visit you in your country as you come to hold our hands to get together. I join my faith with your faith in this day. I join my faith with your faith to release grace for this week. I just come in the power of the Holy Spirit. I join my faith with your faith to speak grace upon your life. Just as we do every day, raise up your hand. Welcome the good things. Welcome the virtues. Welcome the peace. Welcome the blessing. Open the door of your life and welcome every testimony. Raise our voice. Begin to pray. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I welcome the favor. I welcome the peace. I welcome the grace of God. I welcome the blessedness. I welcome the hand of God. I welcome the power of God. I come in the name of Jesus Christ to declare over the nations of the world. By this anointing, let God move in a new way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Lord. This is going to be a week like never before. We are praying from the book of Mark chapter 3. But before that, just pray for your family. Just declare your family is covered. Grace for your family. Declare peace in your life. That the next 6 days, from today to Sunday, let God move on your behalf. Raise our voice, begin to pray. Father, I give you thanks. I give you honor. I give you worship. Jesus Christ is Lord. We bless this Monday. We bless Tuesday. We bless Wednesday. We bless Thursday. We bless Friday. We bless Saturday and Sunday. We speak grace in this week in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The God we serve is a God of power. The God we serve is a God that answers prayers. I just release grace that because we are connected to pray, let God arise and favor you in this week. Just say after me, oh Lord, arise and favor me in this week. Raise your voice and declare, oh Lord, arise and favor me in this week. Raise your voice and pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, arise and favor me in this week. Every day of this week, we speak for those watching us from Cameroon, from Boya, from Yaoundé, from Abuja, from Sierra Leone, South Africa, I mean the whole of Africa, those in Asia, those in Europe, those in Middle East, and those of us in U.S., let God give you grace in this week. Let God arise in your life as you stand in the gap to pray. Let things begin to happen in your favor in the name of Jesus Christ. And release the beauty of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the power of God. Let God intervene on your behalf as you join that faith to pray. The Lord is faithful. He will stand with you and your testimony must manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, please, we are praying for Mark chapter 3, please. I'm just excited to pray with you around the world. All my friends around the world, we pray every day. Just share this prayer line to other people, please. Mark chapter 3 from verse 1, please. And he entered again into the synagogue. The synagogue is a place of worship. You know, in Israel, we have one temple in Jerusalem. In every city around the nation, they have synagogues. So synagogue is like a local church. It's a place of worship. So Jesus entered the synagogue again. Can you just have that picture of your church in your city and see the visit of Jesus himself into that church? How will it look like? Just imagine Jesus walking into your local assembly. That was a day they cannot forget. Because Jesus, there was only one Jesus in the whole of Israel. So for him to visit your church, it was a very special occasion. So here we see Jesus entering into a synagogue again. The presence of Jesus in your life, in your church, will make a huge difference. Some have doctrines. Some have religious activities. They lack this tangible presence. Let's pray today, oh Lord, we want to see your tangible presence in this temple and in the house of God. We want to see the tangible presence of God, not just a visit. We want to see the tangible presence of God in your ministry, in your local assembly, in this temple. Raise your voice and pray. We speak today that this week we pray in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, in the Caribbean, in the Middle East. We are praying for a tangible presence of God in beginning in your life, in your place of worship, in the church, in the temple of God. Let men see the presence of God. We pray, oh God, we don't want doctrines, we don't want philosophies, we don't want theologies. We want the tangible presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, come back to your temple. We welcome Jesus Christ in a new way, in a powerful way, in His glory. Say, oh Lord, I welcome you into your temple. I declare today by this anointing, let the presence of God, let the tangible presence of God fill the house of God. When Jesus comes in the sanctuary, the evidence is clear. When Jesus is in the church, the difference is clear. When Jesus enters your house, the difference is clear. When Jesus enters your ministry, the difference is clear. When Jesus is in a city, the difference is clear. We don't want more theologies and more philosophies and more sociologies. We want the presence of God in every child of God, in every place of worship. Lord, we want to see your presence working, actively working in the lives of God's people. Let it be done in Jesus' name. For those who are following us, please, Mark chapter 3, verse 1. Mark 3, verse 1. And he entered again into the synagogue. I said synagogue is a place of worship. And there was a man there which had a withered hand. Now, Jesus entered the synagogue, and there was this man with a withered hand. That means what? His hand could not stretch. It's like he got a stroke, paralysis, and the hand could not stretch. The hand withered. The hand is dead. It cannot function, it cannot stretch, it cannot move. And this is very special. This is very special because nothing in the Bible has, everything in the Bible has significance. We see that this man's right hand was withered. There was no strength in his hand. There was no power in his hand. He could not hold anything. And that is a picture of Israel. A spiritual image of the children of God that have no authority. When your right hand is withered, it means you have no authority, you have no power, you can do nothing, you cannot even fight. Let's pray today. Let's pray today for restoration of the authority of the sons of God. Your right hand of power must be restored. We are praying today for restoration of the authority of the sons of God. Every child, every son of God, every daughter of God, you must walk with strength. You must walk with authority. No more withered hand. You must get authority as a child of God. Your right hand is a sign of power. Your right hand is a sign of authority. And when the hand is withered, it means you have lost your power. Let's pray today, oh God, I regain my authority. I take back my authority. I take back my power. Raise our voice, begin to pray. We speak today to every church that is with a withered hand. We speak today to every person, every child of God that have lost the authority. We are praying for restoration of the strength in your hand. The Lord is your strength and your salvation. The Lord is your authority. Today, let the Lord restore the strength in your right hand. You fight with your right hand. You have power within you. The right hand stands for authority. And when the right hand is withered, it means you have lost your power. We pray for restoration of the power, restoration of authority, restoration of your boldness and your capacity. You cannot be made weak by the enemy. Just say after me, say the name of Jesus. Just shout in the name of Jesus, no enemy can render me powerless. Oh my God, I feel like praying here. Just in the name of Jesus, no enemy can render me powerless. Raise our voice and pray. We speak today, no child of God will be powerless. No child of God will be defenseless. No child of God will be without authority. We pray, oh God, let no child of God be powerless. No child of God will be defenseless. Let the Lord strengthen your right hand. Yes, let the Lord strengthen your right hand. Your right hand of power. Your right hand of authority. Receive that strength. Receive that boldness. Receive new capacity. Hallelujah, Lord. You know, to go to battle in Israel, if your hand is cut off, you cannot fight. So if your hand is withered, you can never be in the military. Listen, I said, if your hand is withered, you can never be in the military. So spiritually, if your hand is withered, you cannot fight spiritual battle. You are weak spiritually. We pray today and say, oh Lord, I engage in warfare as a child of God. I am strong. I am powerful. My right hand of power is strengthened. I receive fresh authority. Raise your voice and pray. We speak today, we receive fresh authority. We receive new boldness. We receive new capacity. We receive new spiritual energy by the Holy Spirit. We stand to face every trying challenge in the name of Jesus. Receive strength for life. Receive boldness for life. Receive authority for life. Receive capacity for life. You will not live in weakness in Jesus' mighty name. No weakness in your right hand. So Mark chapter 3, please, verse 1. For those who are signing on Facebook, please, just click the share button. Mark 3, verse 1. And he entered in again into the synagogue. And there was a man which had a withered hand. His right hand was inactive. He cannot hold anything. He cannot fight. Now verse 2 is interesting. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. Now, the Pharisees were there. They were watching Jesus to see what he would do. This man could not help the man with a withered hand. They were standing like obstacle. They were opposition to this man's breakthrough. Josiah family said, in the name of Jesus, every human resistance to my testimony, I root you out. Every human resistance to my miracle, I resist you. This man was trying to prevent Jesus from healing this man. Can you imagine? There were some men there that were not willing to see Jesus heal this man. We stand today, just say, oh Lord, every spiritual enemy, every physical enemy, against my breakthrough, against my testimony, against my wellness, against my business, against my life, every spiritual enemy that stands as obstruction to my testimony, I root that power out. Raise our voice, begin to pray. We speak today by the power of the Holy Ghost, no resistance to your miracle. No resistance to your testimony. No resistance to your breakthrough. No more resistance to your joy. No resistance to your progress. No resistance to your ministry. Every demonic resistance will rebuke in the name of Jesus. Josiah coming, say in the name of Jesus. Just shout in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual resistance to my life, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Every resistance to your business success, we resist in the name of Jesus Christ. Every resistance to your miracle, we rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ. But this was physical human being. The Pharisees and the scribes were there as resistance to this man's miracle. Today, every Sadducees, every Pharisees that does not want to see you rejoice, we rebuke that force in the name of Jesus Christ. Now in verse 3, Mark 3, verse 3. And he said unto them, and he said unto the man which had a withered hand, stand forth. Now Jesus, before healing this man, gave the man a strange command. Jesus said to him, stand up. and come forward. Stand forth. Stand up and come forward. So it's like the man came out of the crowds. That Jesus took the man from the crowds and put him right in front. He stood there, okay, stand up and come forth. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day or to do evil? To save life or to kill? But they held their peace. Now listen, verse 5. And when he has looked around on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched forth it, and he stretched it out, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. I love Jesus. Just raise your voice and worship him. I love Jesus. Jesus called the man out of the crowd, and Jesus said, stretch your hand up. Stretch forth your hand. And immediately, that man's hand was restored. We are praying today for total restoration. Wherever there is weakness in your life, total restoration. Where there is lack in your life, total restoration. Where there is sickness in your life, total restoration. Where there is weakness, weakness in your life, oh, sorry, please. Hallelujah. Where there is weakness in your life, total restoration. Raise our voice, begin to pray. We speak right now, total restoration. Where there is weakness in your life, total restoration. Where there is sickness in your life and family, total restoration. Wherever there is infirmity in your house, in your city, in your village, in your ministry, in your country, we speak today, wherever there have been weaknesses, I speak restoration. Just say, oh Lord, restore again the joy of salvation. Restore the peace. Restore the victory. Restore the testimony. Restore the dance again. Restore the gladness again. Restore the fortune again. Restore my strength again. I feel in my spirit to pray with you. Those watching me right now, you are there in Africa in a war zone. I pray today that God of heaven will intervene in your life and restore stability, restore peace, restore security. I pray for you in Middle East. I pray for you in Asia, for those in Europe, and all of us in America, we pray, oh God, restore the peace of God, restore the joy, restore revival, restore the move of God, restore the fear of God. Oh my God, restore life. This man was suffering from this withered hand. Nobody knows how long he has been in that condition. He was using only his left hand. But Jesus came and restored his right hand. Jesus restored him, and his two hands were now functioning. Hallelujah, Lord. He restored him completely. Just say, Holy Spirit, I believe today, complete restoration. Just say, complete restoration. Restore my life. Restore my strength. Just pray after me. Restore my life. Restore my strength. Restore my zeal. Restore my prayer life. Restore my understanding. Restore my wisdom. Restore my favor. Restore my strength. Restore the glory again. Restore my authority. I pray today for as many as the sound of my voice. Let the God of heaven make you whole again. Every weakness in your brain, every weakness in your eyes, every weakness in hearing, every weakness in understanding, every weakness in your bones, every weakness in your prayer life, every weakness in your Christian life, we pray for a move of the Holy Spirit for total restoration. We serve a God that restores. Hear the voice of the Lord as you're ending the month of July. Get ready, get ready. God will visit you with restoration. That which was stolen from you is coming back. That which you lost is coming back. That which, because of crisis, that you could not succeed in that area is coming back. Your joy is coming back. Your dance is coming back. Your testimony is coming back. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah, Lord. You will serve God again with joy. You will serve God with a dance. You will worship God in the house of God because God has done you good. This man's hand was restored. What a joy in the house of this man. What he could not do before, he can now do it. Listen, what he could not do before, he can now do it. Because before he had just one, his left hand. But now he had two hands. So what he could not do before, he can now do it. Just say, what I could not do before, I can do it now. That which was impossible before, you can do it now. Can you confess with boldness? That which was impossible before is now possible. Raise your voice and confess it. I speak today to all the nations of the world by the grace of God upon this prayer line. I declare in your life that which was impossible before is now possible. Hear the voice of the Lord. That which was impossible is now possible. And I decree in your life, receive this word. Receive this word. I speak to myself and to the sons and daughters at this prayer line. I speak to your life. That which was impossible is now possible. Receive the word. Where you failed before, you will succeed. What you could not do before, you will do it because of grace. Grace will make it possible. I speak into your life. Look at my face, please. I speak to you. That which was impossible is now possible. Believe the Lord. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Total restoration. Receive the grace. That which you could not do before, you can do it now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Raise our voice and glorify God. Yes, raise our voice and glorify God. Father, glorify you for restoration, restoring strength, restoring life. That which I could not do before, I can now do. In the past, this man had only left hand. But now, he got his two hands. Double strength. I speak to you, double strength. I speak to you, double grace. I speak to you, multiplied strength. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. What a blessing. He got his strength back. Mark chapter 3, please. I love this. Mark 3, please, verse 5. And when he had looked around about them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Verse 6. And the Pharisees went, now listen, see what happened after this. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway or immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. This is terrible. I thought this man would rejoice to see this man healed. Once this man received his miracle, the Pharisees went and consulted with the servants in the palace how to destroy Jesus. For what he did as he healed the sick, he did wonderful thing. They were grieved, they were angry that Jesus was healing on Sabbath day, and they planned against Jesus Christ. Now listen, maybe you have enemies, you don't even know why. We pray today that no enemy will succeed against your life. Just raise up your right hand. Raise up your right hand. Say, oh Lord. Shout, oh Lord. No enemy will succeed against my life. Raise your voice and pray. We speak today to all the nations of the world. Jesus had enemies. Yes, Jesus had enemies. And they planned to destroy his life. But they could not succeed. I pray today that no enemy of your ministry will succeed. No enemy of your children will succeed. No enemy of your life will succeed. No enemy of your business will succeed. No enemy, oh my God, no enemy of your home will succeed. I just lay my hand on my body. Lay your hand on your body and say, oh Lord, let no enemy succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray for our children. Pray for your children. Pray, just lay your hand there. Pray for your seed. Pray for your children. Pray for your family. Pray for your home. Pray for the church. Just pray that no enemy in the street, in the home, in the job site. Now, this man went and formed a gang how to destroy Jesus. Can you imagine? Today, whoever is against, whoever is angry because of your testimony will not succeed. Just say, oh Lord, whoever is angry because of my blessing, my goodness, my testimony, their evil plans will not succeed against you in Jesus' mighty name. When I release this word, no enemy will bring you down. Just say, no enemy will bring me down. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today, in this week, as we go into the end of August, no enemy will bring you down. No enemy will bring your children down. No enemy bring the church down. No enemy bring your finances down. No enemy will push you into trouble. As long as we live, as long as Jesus Christ is on the throne, I speak over your life, no enemy will bring you down. They will not succeed. It will not stand against you. It will not work against you. It will not prosper against you. Under this grace, there is no disgrace. Under this grace, there is no sudden cry. Under this grace, there is no fear. Under this grace, we have confidence. We have peace of God. We have a word from God. It is well with the righteous. It is well with the righteous in Jesus' name. I love this one. Hallelujah, Lord. Now in verse 7, please. Mark 3 from verse 7. Oh my God. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee. Now listen. Say great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan. And they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude. You know, some people say this was the greatest multitude that came to Christ. From more than 5 different countries. Men from Syria, from Tyre, from Jordan, from Jerusalem. They gathered to Jesus. It was a huge multitude. Now, when they planned to kill Jesus, that is when he got his greatest breakthrough. When men rise against you, God will stand for you. Hear the voice of God. When men rise against you, God will stand for you. Yes, just say, when men rise against me, God will stand for me. When men fight to close your doors, God opens your doors. When men fight to destroy you, God promotes you. This was a season of breakthrough. Multitudes came to Jesus because they planned to kill him. Instead of killing him, it was the biggest revival in Israel. Just in the name of Jesus, in the midst of temptation, I am blessed. In the midst of hardship, I am blessed. In the midst of attack, I get breakthroughs. Raise your voice and pray. Oh my God, I sense the anointing here for somebody. This word is for somebody. I speak to you, in the midst of temptation, you will succeed. In the midst of enmity against you, you'll get breakthrough. In the midst of attacks against your life, you'll prosper. By the grace of God, I release this word into your life. When men fight against you, God stands with you. When men stand against you, God stands with you. When men seek to close your doors, God opens your doors. Hear the voice of the Lord. No man will close your door. No man will pull you down. No man can stop your ministry. No man can stop your job. Well, at least today, when men fight to close your doors, God opens new doors. I see multitudes and multitudes. Listen. They were coming from different countries to Jesus. In the peak of the greatest persecution, they said, let's kill Jesus. But instead of killing him, men came from different countries, and there was a great, great multitude. And they flocked to see Jesus. And this word is for you. When they fight against you, God promotes you. When they hate you, God raises you up. When men persecute you, God approves you and stands with you. Father, give you thanks, Lord. For those who are going through difficulties right now, that men hate you for no reason, the Lord stands with you. In the midst of that dark period, the Lord stands with you. In the midst of your hard time, the Lord stands with you. In the midst of a stressful moment, the Lord stands with you. In the midst of tribulation, the Lord stands with you. In the midst of business losses, the Lord stands with you. To God be the glory, Lord. God stands with you. You know, I was so touched yesterday. There is a flood. There was a flood, I think, on Sunday in Cameroon, in Douala, Cameroon. I was so broken when I see this man. The flood came in his farm and carried his cows away. More than 100 cows were carried by this roaring water and gone to the ocean. It was heartbreaking to see men lose their business. Maybe you are going through some losses right now. The Lord will stand with you. You will go through this hard period. By the grace of God, you'll survive. You'll be stronger in the name of Jesus Christ. God has a way of restoring your life. And God will restore in Jesus' mighty name. Mark chapter 3, please. Now we're reading from this is very interesting, verse 9. And he spake to his disciples that a small sheep should wait on him because of the multitude, that they should not drop on him. I mean, they push him a little bit into the sea. Verse 10. And he healed many. Listen. He healed many in so much that they pressed upon him to touch him. And as many had plagues, he healed many. Let's stand today. I want us to connect with this healing anointing. Say healing anointing. Say healing anointing. Say healing anointing. Jesus healed many. Today, this very Monday, the 24th day of this month, this very Monday, August 24th, we stand today to speak healing to the nations. Just raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Say, I release healing. Say the name of Jesus. I release healing. In my family, in my city, in my church, in my neighborhood, rest of us begin to pray. We stand today by the anointing of Jesus Christ. We release healing, healing of children, healing in the mind, healing in the brain, healing in the organs, healing in the system, healing in the bones, healing in the ears, the eyes. I come to release this healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the power of God touch your body. Receive that healing. Receive that healing from your head to the sole of your feet. Let there be healings. Jesus is a healer. Now, Jesus heals body, soul, and spirit. Jesus heals body, soul, and spirit. Jesus heals marriages. Jesus heals children. Jesus heals businesses. Jesus heals, he heals anything. Hallelujah, Lord. Whatever is sick, Jesus can heal. I will come today in agreement with you. Let this healing flow in your life. From this studio here in Maryland, I speak healing to the nations of the world. I speak healing today. In your family, I connect you with you today to speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ, the God of grace, the God of healing. Your weak is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. I want us to end here today. Tomorrow we have a very special prayers because we see how Christ went to the mountain and how he chose his apostles. But today, I want us to end here with this thought. This man was in the church for many years with one hand. The right hand was withered. Jesus restored him. I don't know how many years I've been waiting for that miracle. I don't know how long I've been praying. You are faithful in the house of God. You have been praying for a testimony. I just want to join my faith in your faith today. You have been waiting on God for that turnaround. Just let's agree today. We are agreeing that God also will locate you. Say, oh Lord, locate me today. Yes, say after me, oh Lord, locate me today. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today for as many who have been faithful in the house of God, seeking God, praying, fasting, I pray today by this anointing, let God locate you for a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Let God locate your family. Let God locate your children. Hey, by this anointing, the Lord has located you and released grace for a testimony. This is the week of your turnaround. This is the week of your rejoicing. This is the week of your breakthrough. This is the week of your testimony. This is the week of your victory. Receive it in Jesus' name. I come to say the Lord of hosts has located you today. By this anointing, there is a shifting in the heavenlies. Things are changing. Yokes are breaking. I hear in my spirit, yokes are breaking. Things are happening. Receive a testimony. God Himself will visit you for a turnaround. In Jesus' mighty name. To God be the glory. Now listen. Don't miss any day of this week's prayer. Because God is about to do something as you're approaching September. These next days, don't miss any day because God is about to release grace for September. The Lord bless you. The Lord strengthen you in Jesus' mighty name.
World Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.